Now, the Afghan president unilaterally extends an ongoing ceasefire with the Taliban. The spokesman for the president said truce, which is due to end on June 20th, will be extended by 10 days. The government notes the security forces can defend themselves against any militant attack. This after the Taliban rejected calls for extension of the truce. Group has only abided by a three-day ceasefire, which began Friday and is due to end Sunday evening. Two sides agreed to nationwide truce to celebrate Eid al-Fitr festivities, which marked end of the holy fasting month of Ramadan. This was the first formal ceasefire since the 2001 U.S. invasion. Joining us now in Washington, D.C. for more on the story is Mr. Michael Springman, author and former U.S. diplomat. Hello, sir. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Now, it seems like Kabul's really excited about this ceasefire, but you're starting to get kind of a notion that Taliban are a little more reluctant to stick to it. Why?
Well, I think what the Taliban's main focus is the removal of foreign troops from Afghanistan. They're apparently willing to keep a ceasefire going with the government, or at least celebrated the shortest ceasefire that they did have. But I think their concern is when are the Americans going to go home? And the Americans, for their part, are equally vague and mysterious, saying that, well, yes, we support this. We think the Afghan government is doing the right thing. We want to get Pakistan involved in this thing. So I think that the Taliban, seeing this and hearing this, are a little bit suspicious about motives that are being put forward. And I think if you get the Americans and the Pakistanis and all the foreign governments out of Afghanistan and let the Afghan government and the Taliban focus on what is really needed for the country, you'd be ahead of the game.
So that's the thing, sir. If there's a prospect of peace between the Taliban and Kabul, then why wouldn't the U.S. and its allies get out?
Well, the United States likes its control. It likes to keep its finger in the pie in Afghanistan. It encircles Iran. It helps encircle Russia. It is involved in Iraq and other countries where it's been saying for years it wants to remove its forces. But the United States has been in Afghanistan 17 years, and I don't think they're really going to get out of there until they're forced out. They talk and talk and talk, and that's the main goal of Washington, I think, is to give the impression that they're doing something when, in fact, they're doing nothing at all, constructive at least.
Do you remember, I mean, just to allude to this, do you remember the old roach catching device commercials? They check in, but they don't check out. It seems like to be the U.S. policy. Every country the U.S. gets into, they never leave, do they?
Exactly right. I mean, the United States is involved in Yugoslavia still. There's still peacekeeping forces there, I think. They're in Syria. They're in Iraq. They're in Libya. And they're in Afghanistan after 17 years. So it's they're never going to go home until they're forced out. They've been in Germany and Japan since 1945, and that's 73 years ago.
It sure is. Thank you, Mr. Michael Springman, once again on the program, sir, out of Washington, D.C., author and former U.S. diplomat.